This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana Show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
So this idea that rural people, this is the stupidest thing I've ever... Get a better excuse. My gosh. I mean, I think calling everybody Nazis at least sounds like you put more thought into it than this. Good grief.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them. People have to understand that when we're talking about voter ID laws.
Oh, my goodness.
Be clear about who you have in mind and what would be required of them to prove who they are.
Y'all, there's
no... Of course, people have to prove who they are.
They don't have no Kinko's. They ain't got no copy machines. They ain't got nothing like that. They are down in the rural places. That was our vice president. The vice president of the United States, everybody. Who clearly, apparently has never been to a rural area. You know what? Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash. It's good to be with you. We're going to start this week out right. We're going to be with each other. You know, we're going to lift each other up. We're going to help each other make copies. DanaLash.com. It's for real, though. I mean, I know I jokingly say it, but I'm still kind of surprised whenever I'm proven correct. These people have never, ever, they've never been outside the Beltway. Nope. You know that rural people also have iPhones? Kay, did you know that?
What?
Them people down there. Wait a minute. Whoa. Record scratch. It was the worst record scratch ever. I thought if rural people are sophisticated enough to have charging stations, because that's what Jen Psaki said just last week,
right. Then
surely they're making photocopies, aren't they?
Right.
I mean, that's a quandary. A little bit of it's a sticky wicket, isn't it? But do you know that that rural folks, Kane, they done got themselves some iPhones. You know that?
Well, mm-hmm. You can literally take a picture of your ID with your iPhone.
They can literally take a picture of their ID. They can take a picture of it and they can send it anywhere it needs to go. Did y'all know that? I didn't know no rural folk was having no iPhones. Oh my gosh, what y'all drive a combine to work? Oh my gosh.
Some of those combines, though, let's be real.
No,
they're
dude,
really
for
sophisticated.
Real? I know. Like one of them has like a TV monitor
right.
on the inside. Do you know that?
Right.
I was like, how are y'all having a TV monitor inside your combine? That's like amazing. Can I also sit in there? I mean, I could do that. I could sit there with my coffee and watch TV in the morning and just do my crops.
They could probably copy their ID in their combine.
I bet they could. Yeah, this year combine also has a photocopier. That was just the craziest thing I think I've ever heard of. But it also shows you how stupid the arguments are getting against having any kind of voter identification. You realize that actual Democrat voters do not agree with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris where it concerns photo ID, right? They don't agree with them on this. There have been a number of polls taken. The majority of folks there, they understand. I mean, when you have to show your ID to purchase Sudafed for the love. Sometimes when you just make a purchase, they will randomly ask for your ID. Do you know that? Like I went, where was I? I think I was at Tom Thumb, not at Kroger. But one time I went
Do you ever just get in a mood? I hate ice cream, but every now and then I'm like, I think I might want some. And when you have kids with you, it's even worse. And I went in and I had one of my kids and I think one of their friends, I'm trying to remember, going to the grocery store, had to get like one thing, ended up getting a ton of these. Like I got some Bluebell and I got some other little, you know, other ice cream. And it looked like, you know, my little, the little mini cart that I had, it looked like the cart of someone who was pretending to be an adult. And they had, so I'm going up and my purchase, I don't even think my purchase was like $50. And they asked if I could, if they could see my ID. And I thought it was funny because, I mean, it's just like ice cream and I can't even remember the other thing I needed. But I even had to show an ID for that. So like what happens if I wasn't going to show an ID for that? Were they, I was using my debit card, were they not going to? I mean, I'm just curious. You have to show an ID for all this stuff. Yeah, I mean, when you do your Apple Pay stuff, you got to do all that. When you get vaccinated. So voters are seeing all of this stuff, and then they hear Democrats say things like, well, you know, the rural people, they don't got no photocopier down there. They can't get around on a photo ID. None of this, that doesn't make sense to them because they know that that's, you're full of it. And people who are in urban areas know you're full of it. Everybody knows you can, and you just, everybody's got iPhones or a smartphone. You just take a picture and send whatever you need to send off. It's just dumb. It's just dumb. And I don't think that's none of that's going to help them at all. They're not going to be convincing people of any of this. And when you have to grasp for such a weak reed to defend your position, it's you're not convincing. Yeah, which is, as Kane points out, this is Audio Soundbite 13. This is why James Clyburn is even walking this back now. Listen.
We are against IDing yourself. And so when Joe Manchin came forward with voter ID and they said using things like people's utility bills and that sort of thing to determine who they are, that's all right. But when you start telling me that I got to have a photo ID, I don't drive anymore, I don't have a driver's license, and I got to have some kind of government-sponsored ID, and you make me pay for it, that's a problem. And we've always been against that.
Except they're free.
Right.
Except the photo IDs, the voter, they're free.
And if you don't have a driver's license, you can get a state ID. It's literally cheaper than a driver's license.
And most states, they're free. They like made that as a part of their overhaul for any kind of protecting voter integrity.
But the idea that Democrats have never been against voter ID, which is what he said in the beginning, that's some BS.
Good heavens. But the I just want to make fun of this a lot. They don't have a Kinko's. They don't have an Office Max. Oh, but they all have charging stations for their electric vehicles, right? They got Teslas, apparently. They got Tesla stores down there. But they don't got no iPhones. They don't got no. I just could make so much fun of this. It's such. That's just dumb. It's an insane idea. Also, you realize you can go. I mean, most post offices, they have photocopiers in there. I've used a photocopier in my post office before.
And libraries, from what I remember.
Libraries have them. Now, the little town where my family comes from in southern Missouri, I'm not even kidding you, there's 300 people that live in that town. There's 300 people. I'm going to start slipping back in. They sent me to speech class when I was a kid because yinz was not a word, I was told. When I was in elementary school, I would have to get out during English. I'd have to step out of class and literally go down the hall to the other special class because apparently I had an accent. I didn't sound like I had an accent, but apparently I had an accent. Yowl and yinz are not words that are acceptable, which would make people in southern Missouri, also parts of Pennsylvania and in Texas and some southern states quite angry. But 300 some odd people were my one stop sign, the town where my family's from. One stop sign. I wrote a book about this. I was like, they have a restaurant that's called The Restaurant. You guys think I'm making this up? I'm not. My mom waitressed there when she was in high school, right? And they have, I love it because you need to read my book, Flyover Nation, because in it, I talk about all of this. They have a big celebration, America celebration every year, and they have the parades. The whole town is in it. there aren't really people spectating because everybody from the town is in the parade, right? Small town America. This is the kind of town precisely that Kamala Harris thinks doesn't have a copier machine. Here's the funny thing about it. Most of the town votes Democrat. Union voters, Southern Union voters. You know, the people that when they were finally prevailed upon out of the best interest of their families after they voted dependably Democrat for so long, and when they didn't want to support Hillary Clinton and they decided to vote for Trump, they suddenly, after all these years of just a very dependably voting Democrat, they suddenly became racist, right? Yeah. 300 some odd people. There's three churches in this town. Three churches. They used to have a teen town, but then the teens grew up. And one stop sign. I remember when they got a video store with DVDs, and everybody was very excited because to go to the grocery store, it's about a half hour, 40 minutes away. If you want to go to a movie theater, you got to go all the way to Farmington. It's about an hour. I'm not even kidding. And if you want really good cell reception, you got to go up top the hill by the school to get cell reception. So, you know, it's a beautiful area, but 300 some odd people. They have a photocopier. They have a photocopier in their post office. In the school for the townspeople to use, Kane. Wanna know how I know that? Because one time I had to go up with my aunt and I had to go help photocopy some stuff. Yep. They even have one at the bank that you can use for like 10 cents, I think. Yep. So this idea that rural people, this is the stupidest thing I've ever, get a better excuse. My gosh. I mean, I think calling everybody Nazis at least sounds like you put more thought into it than this. Good grief. One stop sign. And you know, people would still get a ticket for running that one stop sign. And when my uncle was alive and he was the sheriff's deputy, he'd be the one who used to park and hide behind T-Town. And if he'd seen you rolling through that stop sign, and he talked real slow and he was real funny, he'd give you a ticket for, you know, they got to raise money somehow. One stop sign. Don't you know that's the most watched stop sign in all? One stop sign. Why would you tempt fate? It is insane. But no, it's true. Everybody knows everybody there. And I remember I used to go into the Quick Mart and I would get sixlets, and I'll be damned. Somebody was behind the counter and they would be like, well, does your mom know you're in here buying all them sixlets? Because I would buy all their sixlets. Sidebar. I know we got serious stuff. Sixlets, they are crack cocaine for kids. Yep. They're the little chocolate. I don't know what they are.
They're poor man's M&Ms.
But they're tastier because they got a crisp to them. Yep. I don't even know what it is. Yep. You basically mainline those. You take the bag and you mainline them is what you do. And I would go in and I wouldn't just buy one package of sixlets. I would buy all the sixlets that they had. My mom would give me when I would stay. I'd stay the summer with my grandparents and I would like spend all of my week's money on that. And I'll be dang, I go in there and there's somebody that my mom knew that was behind the counter every single time. And they were like, does your mama know you're buying all this candy? Does she know? I'm like, yes, she does, ma'am. Are you sure? Does she know you're buying all this candy? I feel like I ought to call your mama. And then I would have to figure out a way to distract them so I could actually successfully do this. Everybody knows everybody down there. And if you needed to photocopy something and for some reason you couldn't get into the bank, post office, or school to go do your photocopying, somebody's going to help you out with some. Somebody's got a smartphone down there. You know that? Because they got them iPhones down there, too. How do you think that they get all them pictures of mudding up on their Instagram? Because they got their iPhones. I mean, it's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Everyone knows when applying to jobs, you're lucky if you make it through one application before you're just ready to give up. It takes, on average, 18 minutes to apply to a single job. That's time consuming. Now, with the latter's new Apply For Me service, their expert team will apply to jobs for you. This is a game changer. The latter's is the number one job search site for six-figure jobs. Search thousands of jobs, and the latter's Apply For Me service does all the work of applying to jobs for you. Simply upload your resume and answer one set of questions one time, then click Apply For Me, and the latter's team will fill out all of the forms for you. You'll receive email confirmation when your application is complete, so you can sit back and relax. Plus, with a new Google Chrome extension. Apply for Me works on any job site, corporate career site, and job application page. One click, no hassle, no wasted time. Make those tedious job applications history and start using Ladder's new Apply for Me service today. Visit theladders.com/Dana to sign up. That's theladders.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
So The Hill reports that Biden's under pressure to pick a new breed of federal prosecutors. Of course, U.S. attorneys that are, I'm sure, going to contribute to the weakening of the judicial system, meaning you're going to have charges. I mean, this is what I talk about when we were discussing the judicial rot that has been helping to drive the crime rate. Weak U.S. attorneys. I mean, that's what's going to happen. They said that, they're looking at a coalition of advocacy groups sent Biden a letter. They want some federal prosecutors. They're only focusing on prosecutors who are, quote, capable of delivering fair sentencing and things like that. Fairness, right? Let's just coddle criminality. No fairness to the actual victims. There you go. Very interesting piece in a row. I had caught this. That, did you know, as the pandemic was spreading through Wuhan, the woman known as Batwoman was visiting crowded restaurants? And it's the Wall Street Journal profile of Dr. Linfa Wang. She's a professor in the infectious diseases program and at Duke NUS Medical School in Singapore. They said that Dr. Wang was on one of his regular trips to Wuhan, and the coronavirus was already spreading in the city. But they said that Dr. Zheng Li of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, nicknamed Batwoman, he said that he went with her. He said the best restaurants were crowded. This was in January. She was like traveling everywhere, living her life as the pandemic was spreading throughout Wuhan. Interesting. Very interesting. Also, a couple of other things here. Richard Branson, he wins the billionaire in space race. Jeff Bezos is supposed to go. I mean, Branson's out in space now. 53 miles above the Earth. Jeff Bezos is supposed to go out in space as well. They're having that space race. I like the idea of privatizing that. Over 5,000 teachers signed a pledge to defy anti-critical race theory laws. Woke scientists want to rename the gypsy moth. Are you guys aware? Today in wokery? Mm-hmm. Gypsy moth. I honestly don't even know what a gypsy moth looks like. The way that the woke is talking about it, they act as though it has a crystal ball or something. I don't know. It's the Entomological Society of America, ESA. They're trying to coordinate a name reassignment with members of the public. Now, they're saying, this is from their website, quote, the changes are made in conjunction with the launch of a new ESA program to review and replace insect common names that may be inappropriate or offensive. Entomologists, scientists in related fields, and the public are invited to participate. And they said that they're proposing alternatives for insect common names that perpetuate negative ethnic or racial stereotypes. What bug names do this? I mean, I have a friend who's, I guess is that they're from Romania. Their family's from Romania. I feel like I need to ask her. Are you upset by the name of this moth? I just never even, like, really, we're now looking at bug names. You know, I guess everybody's got to find some wokery in whatever industry that they're in. So just, you know, they're taking suggestions, though, on their website. They said that they were given the name the gypsy moth because of the moth's ability to stay in the air for long periods of time and going from place to place. This is from the Associated Press. Okay. Really? As larvae, they have hair with small air pockets that act as balloons, allowing them to float for miles, wandering like the group of people for which they were named. According to, I mean, I can't believe people are going this deep into it. Are you kidding me right now? This is all making us dumber. This is making every one of us dumber. Just call it a bug. Jeez, it's a bug. Just get over, just stop. It's a weird looking bug. I can't tell one moth from another moth. They're all the same. No one cares. No one cares what you call your syrup for your breakfast. Nobody cares. Kane?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say that, I mean, the actual, I guess, the Latin name, should we just go to that?
Is it something long and impossible to pronounce?
It's Lamantria Despar Despar.
Okay, it is.
So
what?
It is kind of, yeah, Lamantria Despar Despar. That's what the European gypsy moth or the North American gypsy moth Latin original name is. So we have to go back to that now.
I hate everything. I hate it. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
You know what I kept thinking? That this was actually going to be our headline segment, and I don't know why. I'm fascinated. I was reading a Chris Hayes tweet, which we're going to talk about here in a few. Okay, so I think this is just a weird thing. There is a secret new bar in Miami, and they serve, I'm just going to read the headline, and this is from Miami Herald. They serve shots from a bong, and they have a, I don't even know who Don Bailey is, a naked Don Bailey mural. And apparently if your name is Don or Donna, you get the free shot. This is the, I'm not even kidding you. This is, or Kane's looking at me like, I don't believe you. That's too weird. It's Don's Five Star Dive Bar. Say that fast. Don's Five Star. It's like Bob's, Bob, blah, 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 right?
I can't do it.
It's all Don's. It is an homage to Miami's favorite Don's of the 1970s and 80s. So they have a life-size version of Don Johnson on every bathroom stall. Miami Vice plays on a loop. Oh boy, that's fun for the people who work there, right? Don, who's Don Shula? I don't know who that is. And then a portrait of
Miami Dolphins coach.
Okay. Oh, thank you. It's, yeah, Donna Shalala. I don't know. And then they have a Don Bailey carpeting sign when they say, if you know, you know. I don't know. Yeah. And they have the King of Carpets cocktail. I guess he was a local icon. Whew. Yeah, and if your name is Don or Don, and you can prove it, then you get a free shot served in there. Yeah, there you go. That's interesting. Okay.
Gives me a reason to visit.
I mean, talk about a niche market, right? I'm just saying. Good grief. Let's see here. Oh, and apparently a Florida man was implicated in the assassination of the president of Haiti, right? It was a Florida-based doctor who was arrested and accused of playing the leading role in the assassination of Haiti's president. How the heck do you get involved in something like that? It was a hit squad. It was comprised of 28 people, most of soldiers from Colombia. Good heavens. A Florida man named Gunsby shoots a neighbor for not finishing the pool job.
What's his name?
Joseph Gunsby, 64. It was a pool installation payment and payment dispute and between neighbors. And Mr. Gunsby had paid the victim to set up a pool in his yard, but the guy didn't finish it because Mr. Gunsby apparently didn't pay. And so Mr. Gunsby, I guess, again, when your last name is like Anthony Weiner or, you know, something else, just saying. Oh, boy. Let's see. And nope, not going to do that. Not talking about this one either. Nope. Somebody did something with the fire extinguisher that was not appropriate. And then, nope, not doing this one either. Golly, what did you people do over the weekend?
How bad are those stories?
Do you really want me to know? We'll probably get kicked off. Like, I don't know how many affiliates.
No, then don't do that.
Okay, there we go. See. Let's see. These are all really, really bad. It's only because Florida's records are public. I just feel like I have to preface that, right? Any other stories about it?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.